Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In 55 or whatever games end, how would you characterize your view of this season so far in the sense of, are you disappointed, are you surprised?
I am disappointed in terms of result. I'm disappointed, you know, inconsistencies were disappointing a little bit to me. But again, there's, you know, those guys are still hanging in there. You know, players and coaches are doing a great job now to hang in there. There's still time to improve, and we have 28 games left. We have to improve our position, and each team probably says the same thing. So we're going to battle, and we'll see what happens.
Do you expect to be in the playoffs?
Yes.
Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Dan Wiederer in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our Score hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. That is where we find the Bulls Executive Vice President of Operations, Arturis Karnišovas. Good morning, Arturis. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm sorry about any background noise. I'm at the airport.
That's okay. Thanks for joining us. We'll get right to it. Obviously, you spoke yesterday about your inactivity at the trade deadline. A lot of people were expecting more. From Charles Barkley to the biggest Bulls fan, there has been a level of frustration over your inactivity. So I wonder, Arturis, when you look at where your team is at the deadline, how do you justify this morning embracing the status quo for a team that has been so disappointing?
Well, I think we were active regardless if we made deals or not. I mean, but we just couldn't find any deals that were going to help us this season and going forward. So that said, you know, we believe that this group, our current group, is going to give us the best chance, you know, next 28 games. You know, that, again, these 28 games is going to be evaluating this group, and the next step is to make adjustments during the draft and free agency.
Arturis, with your own disappointment with the mediocrity and the inconsistency that this team has shown, when you look at this finishing stretch, these 27 games that are left, what is your success target? What is the bullseye for this group down the stretch of the season? And how do you put a timeline on when you can have a team that can contend at a championship level again?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think last two games were illustration of, you know, those frustrations that we go into the fourth quarter, we have leads, you know, and then we end up losing games. So that's frustrating. And this group has to figure it out, how to win games. Now, right now, the goal is to be in the playoffs. The fact that we flipped the script on last year and we beating good teams and losing to below 500 teams, at least, you know, we stand in games and we're very competitive. We lost a lot of close games, and that's where the frustration is, because result is our position right now. We're in the ninth place, and that's not where we want to be. And, you know, moving forward, obviously, it's not acceptable. So
you were one of two teams that did not make a trade. And so when you look at how many buyers there were around the league, how much did you consider going into sell mode, in breaking up the big three, if you will, and essentially starting over with a new roster and a new core that would give you a different makeup and certainly a different outlook?
I mean, the history will tell you that a lot of trades at the trade deadline, don't help you the rest of the way. Probably it'll help you in during the draft and off season because you have more time, to put the team together. I think 2 years ago when we made a trade and we traded five players, the result was the same. We missed out on the playoffs. So it's hard to make these kind of changes when you change players. They come to you, they're still in shock, and you got 27 games left right now that you need some consistency. And this group has a chance now to put together a run and see what happens.
With the volume of activity that you described, being active in looking for opportunities to make a deal, is there anything that you learned in talking to other folks around the league about your roster, how it's viewed and what you need to do to kind of capitalize on what you can maximize with this current group?
Yes. I mean, we've made a ton of calls. Obviously, we received a lot of calls. We had a lot of good players. And the thing is that, in this market, there were a lot of buyers, and not a lot of sellers. Every team still think that they are still in it. And that creates, the market that it's very hard to make deals. And, we thought that the best opportunities for those deals are going to be during the draft and free agency.
Joined by Arturis Karnišovas here on the Mullin Haas Show on The Score. So the buyout market is something you addressed during your pregame press conference. I know you will be looking for possibilities and additions. I don't know if you can address some of the names that are out there or about to be out there. There's going to be speculation about Russell Westbrook. But Arturis, I think that last night underscored how badly the Bulls need a three-point shooter. You look at the Nets and their ability to hit 12 three-pointer or 17 three-pointers, and you look at the Bulls last night had five, and that has been happening too often this year. Will three-point shooting be a priority in the buyout market?
It's hard to say. I think the three-point rate, we do admit that we're one of the last teams in the league. However, we capitalize, and we have a lot of good good shooters. We just don't generate enough, but we, like I said, at the end of third quarter, we were still in it, regardless of our three-point shooting. We were, 5-for-24 or 5-for-25. Shooting is one of the things we're going to look at.
You've stressed your focus on the present, which obviously includes this finishing stretch of 27 games that remain. But looking beyond this, what is your long-term view and the timeline that you see for making enough progress, enough headway to become a championship-level team again?
I think next 27 games will further stress exactly where we're going. So it's going to be seen. I don't know where we're going to be mid-April, and that's very interesting for me to find out. And once we have that result, we can make adjustments and we can establish our direction.
So, Arturis, when you're 26 and 29, and you have been largely disappointing, and even you acknowledged that yesterday, a lot of times it falls at the feet of the coach, and you wonder if the coach is getting through to the talent on the roster that you have put together. How would you evaluate the job Billy Donovan has done to this point of the season? And going back to the fall, we haven't talked to you a lot, but why was his contract extension kept such a secret? Usually that is something the team proudly announces.
Well, in terms of Billy and his staff did an unbelievable job this year. I'm there with them in the same building. We've tried, to engage this group and to improve this group. Again, results are not there, but there's so many close games that we lost this year, which is obviously reflecting our standings right now, and it's a disappointing thing. A couple of games go our way, you know, we have, you know, 500. Is that where we want to be? No. The objective, obviously, is going to be, you know, we've got to do better than that. So we'll look at everything and make sure that, you know, by April we have, you know, we have our thoughts put together. So.
Artuis, you've expressed confidence in the ability to lengthen the relationship with Vooch and to be able to come to an agreement to keep him here beyond this year, obviously. What do you value most about what Vooch brings to your team, and why do you feel confident that that can that deal can be reached?
Well, Vooch is one of our most consistent guys, and he's always available. That's huge value for us. You know, it's been, since we acquired him from Orlando, it's been always, you know, always available and, you know, consistently producing. You know, so we gotta find ways right now in terms of how we can win as a team. You know, because I think we have good players, but now they have to put it together, and they have 27 games now left to obviously improve our standings.
When you came to Chicago, one of the biggest assets that you brought, and one of the things that was said about your past, was that the player development was a priority. Artuis, you look at Patrick Williams, and he has been struggling with consistency. Last night was the latest example, not playing for the final 20 minutes. Dalen Terry, I thought, would have a more of a role on this team based on where he was drafted. At what point do you start to wonder about how players are being developed during your regime?
Well, you know, we put a huge emphasis on development. Obviously, you know, during the season, it's hard because it's a lot of games. There's no practices. The off season is, you know, when players work on their individual improvements. But I thought that, you know, Io and, you know, and Patrick made improvements this year. But again, consistency is the key. And that's the quality of the player. You got to get to the point where you're consistent every game, and coaching staff knows exactly what they're getting from you.
What can these final 27 games tell you that you don't already know about this team?
I thought that this year the one improvement with this team is more resilient. There were a lot of games that we had no chance of being in it, and we kept fighting. So I think the resilience and staying in the games. You know, the last year we were beating bad teams, and we were getting blown out by good teams. So there's improvement in resiliency with this group. So next 27 games, regardless of what's going to happen, we're going to find out a lot.
We know you have a flight to catch. We appreciate your time. On the way out, last question. You know, this is your first encounter in Chicago with maybe criticism, with maybe cynicism that is building up over years that when you weren't here. I just wonder, when you see some of the reactions to your inactivity, when you see some of the frustration from Bulls fans or people in the media, how does it affect you, and what is your reaction to it?
No, I feel for them because I'm as frustrated, you know, to lose games as they are. And I think... you know, I think when I came, I said it that, you know, I expect to be criticized when we're losing, you know, and obviously you're going to be praised when you're winning. So we've seen, you know, last year improvements and reactions, and now it's not going so well. So I expect that kind of reaction. I'm frustrated during the games and watching the games just as our fans do. But I'll do everything possible to make adjustments and to improve this team.
Artuis, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels coming back. Look forward to talking again.
Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.